Here on Daf, Samachay, Amid Aleph. Omar Rode, Gimel, Midas, Bekotten. There are three Madregas by the Schia of a Kotten. Tzreir Bezerkoi, Egeis, Venaitloi, Zeiche La'atmoi, Ve'ein, Zeiche La'achay. Uchenegdom, that's by a Kotten. Biktano, Aktano, who is in this darge, miskadeshes lemiun. So, he could be mekadesha lemiun. That means, a kedushin da rabbonon could be chal when she is in this darge of trer vizorke egeis menoitle. Let us see Rashi. Sholosh midos chalukos b'tchiyas kotten. The three different darges in the Schia of a Kotten. So, Chenegdom Bektano, Choshev Lo, if she is already in this Darge, in this level of Tzreel Vezerke Egez Menoitloi, Yoidas Lishmer Kedushev, so she knows to be Machshev the Kedushim, Umiskadeshes Bekedushe Imo Oyacheo Ledaito, so she's Miskadesh, if that this is Lushin the Rabbonon, if her mother or brother married her off, and she's maskim, oy bekabolas atzma, or she's mekabel herself the kedushin in Yisayimahi, lemiyon shetzricha lemayim. That means there is issues that cannot be neka without miyon, veine yoytze beloy miyon. This nan be yevamis kolti neikis she'ena yechayla lishme kedusha ena tzricha lemayim. At the neikis that is alav basochi then ena tzricha lemayim. Bezu yedas lishmeri. She realizes the concept of kedushin, and therefore so it's kedushas midarabon. Hapu'utois, level number two, Mekhon, Mekach, this is not only Zeichen La'atzmon, but they can, Mekhon, Mekach, they can purchase things, U'memkoron, Memka, B'metaltalim, U'chenegdom, B'yaktano, B'ktano, Mizgareshes, B'kidushei, Ovio. Aktano, that was Miskadish al Yidei Ovio, so she's married min ha-Teire. So we're speaking about Kedushin de'Raise. Afal Pikein, she has a yad to mekabel again. What is it? That's called Mishalcho ve'ina chayzeres. Zot Rashi apu'utois nan banezokin. The Mekhon Mekach b'metaltolim. The Mesakin Aces that they can do business, they can sell, they can purchase. Upashinin kebar shit kebar tamni 6 to 8. Uchenegdom b'ktano mishi higiyo liyomim halolo. If she's this age, mishalcha v'ena chazeres kerina bo. So she's ready, mishalcha v'ena chazeres. Umizgareshes bekabolas atzmo, afilu kibel bo avio kiddushin umeis, he died. Afapish kiddushel kiddushin min ha-Teire. So l'chayre, that's what Rashi said that the father died, that's l'chayre like Rashi in our Mishneh. Rashi in our Mishneh says, he vo avio oi hi oi avio, hi yesh lo yad, do gdoi lo hi. So Rashi seems to hold in our Mishneh that even though there's a father, the daughter can also be mekabel the get. She is a yad legerishin. That is dafke the hagdaili. But a ketana Rashi holds in our Mishneh that she only has an inferior yad, and this inferior yad only works when there's no father. When there's a father, so then the Ike Yad Legerishin is the father. So that's why Rashi is saying over here, we're speaking about a Ketano, שמשלחו ואין החיזרס, אז speaking about מייסו ויהיה, that the father died. הגיעו לאינס נדורם. What is, if they reach the age of אינס נדורם, which is a year before the שנת הגדלת, נדרי נדר בקדשון הקדש. Chinegdom b'ktano by aktano chaylatzes. So she's about chalitza then. B'limker b'nichsei oviv. But to be able to sell the karkois of the father at shiyei ben esrin. Then they have a din cotton till 20 years old. Zot Rashi. הגיעו לאינס נדורים, שונה אחת לפני נריסל, נדורר נבדוקים. So they were bodik the נדורים, we question her if she understood the concept of נדורים. כנסנם במסכס נידה, בס אחת עשרה שונה מימחות, נדורר נבדוקים, במיודו לא אמר, לשם מי נודרו, לשם מי הקדישו, נדרו נדר, וקדישו הקדיש. So that is a year before Godless. Is Chiletzes. So then, she's old enough to make Chiletzes. So what is Pshat in this? So Rashi says, Im Hevio Simonim. If she bought Shtei Saretz, Vulem Rinon Shumoninu. So Rashi seems to be saying, that Be'emison, that a Simon Godless, Shtei Saretz, alone is a simon of godless. You don't need shonim. Shonim is only a bill, a proof that the saris are not shumes. Sometimes saris grow not because of godless. They grow because there's a wart or something, and that causes the gidl of saris, but these are not saris of godless. So Rashi says, but if she's a year before godless and she brought Shtei Saris, so then I assume that the Saris are Saris of godless. I'm not Toile in Shume. So Memele, so Rashi seems to be saying that Bemison by Chalitza you need a Gedoilo. But if she is by Chalitza you need a Gedoilo. But if she brought Saris by a mutla, somach leish, I can assume she's a gdoila. Avol koidem azman azek tanei, ve'ein simoner simonim. The simonim do not prove that she's a gdoila. Ve'ein acheletes, ve'ish kosov beparshe, u'makshin en ish leish, that just like you need a godol, that the nechlat has to be a godol, she also has to be a gdoila. Limker benichse oviv karkois atchie ben esrim habikok. Zogt Toisves, Treir vezerkoi zoiche laatmoi. If he's Treir vezerkoi, so zoiche laatmoi, and we had Toisves daf samach daladom and beis, that with a dasacheres makne, he's keine minatoire. Im taima, Hodesnan, Hodesnan b'mishemeis, Zochin lekotten, b'ein Zochin legodo. That you could be zeiche for a cotton. That means someone else could be zeiche for a cotton. And the reason why one can be zeiche for a cotton is because since a cotton is not capable of being zeiche himself, so they made a takone zochin lekot. So Taisa says this problem, Pshad is zochin lekot, because since he doesn't have a yad to be zeich himself, so we're zeich upon. Those are takone de rabon. So Taisa asks, a cotton gufe oma hochi de zochi. The Rav just said that Tzrel v'zorke eges menoitle zoiche la'atzmoi. So why did he have to make a special takone that zochin the cotton. So that Tosfos says two terutz. Yesh loyma the hosam bepochus mikam. That the Gemara Baba Basra is less than tzchir v'zer ki eges v'noichleik. So then he zichah doesn't have a yad of kinyan. The meira takon is zochin lekot. Inami bekinyan chalipin ve'ein mafchin. So l'chayr Tosfos means to say the whole understanding of kinyanim, of acquiring, is only if the cotton has the chayfetz, he wants to be koine biyodoi, so he makes a hagbor, so he realizes that it's choshuv, and he wants to be koine, so seichel atzmai. But by kinyan chalipin, the whole procedure, the whole oifen of kinyan is very vague and unclear. He doesn't see what he's getting. He's giving a suda, and he's gonna get back something. So there, since he doesn't, it's not nireh le'inayim, the dover hanikne, the whole procedure is very unclear to him. So memele, so then, he's talking not kind of with chalipin. But they said, zochin lekotin, someone else can make a kinyan chalipin for him on metaltalim. Uchenegdon biktano cheletzes. Perish bekutris. Shona achas lifnei naris. A year before naris, kegoyim bas yudal of shona v'yemechodim hevio simonim. She bought shtei saris cheletzes. And what is the chiddush? Leim rinon shumanino. So Rashi learns pshat in Emerson, we need a gedoyla for chalitza. And the Gemara is just telling us that if she's a mufla samach leish, so I can rely on these saris, that these are simonim of godless and not shumen. The kosher. Praktais was the rove gufe posak besoy perkeitzi doifen hilche said toich hazman kelifne hazman. That means if a person is maybe saris, toich hazman, that means the year before godless, so the saris are not at all a simon of godless. Toich hazman, kelifne hazman. Just like if a cotton will bring saris by 11 years old, by 10 years old, so these saris are not at all simoni godless. So toich hazman, the year before godless, is kelifne hazman. So how can we say this pshat in Rove, if Rove Meseches Nidus says, Teich Hazman Kalifnei Hazman. Umeforish Rabbeinu Shmuel, so the Rabbeinu Shmuel learns another pshat in Gansen in Rove. Kinegdom Biktadom, that means a mufla hasomach leish, which is 12 years old. So we're saying is, Nidreyem Neder Begdeshen Hegdish, that's a lagabi azocho, if a zocho will make nedorim or make hegdish. Now that uchenegdon biktano means, hainu loy higia la'oinus nedorim, comma, not that she's higia la'oinus nedorim, that would mean she's a leaven, elabas yudbei shonim v'yaymechot. It means when she is 12. Kinegdo, that means when he is 12, when a cotton is 12, he can make nedarim. Kinegdo, biktano, when she is 12, she can make chalitza. Because the year which is somach legadlus by a zocher is the year of godless by the nekev. Do hagos nedorim shel kotten kenegdom beisha gdoili. Vein aloshin mashmekein, that it means a kenegdom, it would mean the mufla somach leish, we're talking about the shona before godless, we're not saying 12 years old. We're saying mufla somach leish, or vaistois, mufla somach leish, by a ktano, Chals modne deloshen uchenegdon biktano. I mean, she's not a ktano, that's the whole world. I mean,
According to Rashi, I'm sure also a stickle ha'orech. I mean, according to Rashi, it's thinking that she brought Tzaret. So she's also, even though she's a Ketana and Shonim, but the Tzaret are Heichocha, that she's a Gedoyla in Gadlus. Ben Elosh HaMash became, Ben Rabbein Otam. So Ben Otam says, Dalibi de Rabbi Yossi, Koma Rabbi Hoche. Not the way we were learning till now. The Rashbam learned this pshat, Rashi learned this pshat, that the criteria by Chalit says we need a Gedoyla. The Shaul's wonder should become a Gedoyla. So according to Rashi, if she brought Tzaret when she's 11 years old, she becomes a Gedoyla. According to the Rashbam, she becomes a Gedoyla when she's 12 years old. No, we're not speaking about that. The Alibit Rabbi Yossi, Koma Rovah, the Mrine Peg Mitzvah's Chalit, Midivrei Rabbi Yossi Nilmad Diktano Chilatzes Bepurutais. The Gemara says over there that according to Rabbi Yossi Chilatzes Bepurutais, the Rava Omar Asher Tegia Lainis Nedorin. So Pshat is Rava is saying according to Rabbi Yossi that what you said. So when she's 8 years old, he can make chalitza. The Rav Omar, not Rav is saying, I hold nitzazay. The Rav Omar, libe de Rav Yaisi. Ashatagi loines nedorim, according to Rav Yaisi, she's a bas chalitza when she's a year before God. Void meforish. Then the Rabbi Natam explains the other masik hosom, the Gemara in Yevomis Mirzois, the Hilchese Achetovi Shtei Saris, calls her Midivrei Rove, this all Rove is speaking, Kloima. The Rabbi Yossi Rove is saying like this, the Rove Omar Achetigil Oynus Nidorim, that means according to Rabbi Yossi, the Shir is not Peruta, the Shir is Oynus Nidorim. Aval the halach is the Rav is still speaking. The halach at shetovi shtei saras. So Memelus, the Rav himself was not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Fine, but this is shitas Rabbi Yossi. Now we have to understand. So what is pshat in oynus nedorim? She comes to oynus nedorim. You don't need gadlus because she's not a gedoyla, but you need oynus nedorim. So what is the accomplishment of Oynus Nedorim? What was till them and what was after them? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that the Chalitza needs Kavona LeMitzvah. There's a Mitzvah's Chalitza, it's a Mitzvah, and you need, in order for the Chalitza to work, you need Kavona's Mitzvah. So the kavona that is needed for mitzvahs chalitza is only when she's a year before godless. She can make nedorim, she could be magdish, she's already more in a ruchni is dike matzev already. So then she can be mechavan l'shem mitzvah. That is how the Pnei Yeshua wants to say pshat in this tosfos. Ki Rabbi Yossi, kedei lasos. So why did Rove? I mean, it's very modernist. I'm saying pshat. Rove is telling us there's three midos bekotten, and the third midah is that oynus nedorim is chelatzes by a ktano. So Rove himself in Yevomer says vehilchese. That she is only a din chalitza when she becomes a gedoyla. Doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So why over here did the drava bring in shitas Rabbi Yossi if he himself doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Or the nokah drava the milsei ke Rabbi Yossi the last is klal shaloi v'loimem bekulon kenegdoi biktano. That means Rav is just telling us something that there are shiyu by a cotton and hilchus schiye, and these levels by a cotton and hilchus schiye also affect different halachas by a ktane in yonei ishus. Tzrer vezerkoi is so she's a bas kedusha de rabbonon that needs mion. Peutais she is a yatim and kabbalah get. And in Einas Adam, according to Rabbi Yossi, she's a bas chalitza. Now that what I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi is for a different reason. In kavonas mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi is murdered, and Rabbi Yossi is gerecht. That in kavonas mitzvah, when she's boinus and Adam, we're speaking about the amount of intelligence that a child has a year before godless, and it's enough to make a neder, to make hegdish, so it's enough to be mechavon l'shem mitzvahs chalitza. So I'm just telling you the dargas of intelligence, how they affect the zocha, how they affect the nekeva. That's what I'm telling you. La locha, I don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi because I hold that you need godless. La locha, I paskin we're machin and isha leish. So just like the nechlatz has to be a godel, she also has to be a godel. That's why I pass no aloche. But in the sholish meat is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that there are dalgis and intelligence which affect zecharim and nekevis. So here Rabbi Yossi fits in. Kenegda biktana. By the shleima, second mahalach. Tohi gasinen rabbe. We don't have a problem. Rove said, "Behilchus, Achetovi shtei saras." That's Rove. Rabbi Taka Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And what's the raya we Paskin? This is a member of Rabbi. The masik, the last thing is Limka benichse over chei ben esrim. The peg mishemeis omar Rove omar Rav Nachman mi ben yutchashone. That a cotton that's 18 years old can sell karkois of it. So al kolchoch, we can't be goyres rabbi. So it has to be rabbi. So if it's rabbi, so don't have this problem of a hilchasin. Like a lemeim da'osa mishmeid rav nachman kalav leile svirileim. There it's rabbi mishmeid rav nachman. So memeila, but could be rabbi himself holds 20. The master cousin, the mechlolit itmar that we didn't hear beferish from Rava, we figured it out. Muchach miuv the dosa lekami the Rava, the pas menetchim the zav nichsi the zav Rava ben yitches. So memele, so we could be goyres rabbe and we won't have this problem. Zok the mishnah baiter. Ktano sheomro hiskabel igiti. A ktano made someone a shliach lekabola. Ain't a get, a chigi a get liyoda. It's not a get. She's not nizgarish. Even though the Baal gave it over to Ashliach Lekabola. In Lefichoch, since it's not a get, she's not a get, im rotza baala zoya. So she can be chayza. Kozman, she doesn't get it. Chain cotton, oise shliach. Because she's not capable of making a shliach. So memele, so it's not a shlich lekabola. So when he gives it, he knows this, and he's giving it l'shem halacha. So when she'll get the get, then she'll be nizgarish. V'im omar loy avio, say v'iskabo lebiti gito. But if the father made someone a shlich lekabola, im rotzo lachzer loyarzer. Then if the Baal gave it to the Shlich Lekabola, that the Baal gave it to the Shlich Lekabola that the Av made, so he can't be Chayza, because it's a Shlich Lekabola. There's got a Chasam Sefer here that Klal Zashayla, what will be the din? If the father made a shlich lekabola and then the father died, can you give over to the shlich lekabola? Because the daughter is still alive. She's still married. She needs a get. The father made a shlich lekabola. That is a suffix in Chasam Sefer. And the Chasam Sefer wants to perhaps be poshut at this suffix, and he wants to mention, we've mentioned a few times, the shitas haktois. The ktois brings down the machlekes, the Rambam, and the Tur, if a person made a shliach to give over a get, and then the mishalach became a shaiter, can the shliach give over the get? So the Rambam holds min haTorah could give over the get, and the two holds min haTorah can't give over the get. So the Tzais explains that the shitas haRambam is that the get of shliches is that the mishalach empowers the shliach; he gives them over the koyach legaris. Whatever he has now, you have. That's the parsha of shliches. You are the koyach legaris. What I was able to, I'm giving it over to you. So now that the mishalach became a shaitet, there's no problem whatsoever. But the shliach is now the koyach legarish. The shliach is not a shaitet, so the shliach can be megarish. According to the tool, that if the mishalach became a shaitet, so then the shliach cannot be megarish. So then the ktais learns pshat in the tool, that the gedda of shliches is that the mishalach is being megarish through the shliach. That means the koyach hagerishin remains by the mishalach. She's my wife, I'm the megarish. But the chiddush of shliches is I can be megarish through you, but you still need the das of the mishalach. If the mishalach became a shaitiv, so there's no das hagerishin. The shliach is only an extended hand of the mishalach, but we need the das of the mishalach. So the ktzais wants to be medame this to who adin if meis mishalach. This is the ktzais's din. That means if you don't need the das of the mishalach, so if you don't need the das of the mishalach, so if a mishalach made someone a shliach, and now the mishalach died, so let the shliach give over the get. We don't need the das of the mishalach anymore. So what's the chiluk if he's a shaita, if he's dead? According to the tool, if he died, so you don't have the megarish, because is either mishalach. And then the ktzais had a problem, but we have often the rayas, if the husband dies, ain't get la achamisa. So how does this stem according to the Rambam? So the ktzais has a beautiful teretz, that because if the mishalach dies, so she's an almon already. So if she's an almon, he can't give a get later because he's not her husband anymore. That's the chesaron. The chesaron is not because the shliach is not bekoyach legarish. Be'etzim, if she would still be his wife, the shliach would be bekoyach legarish. But when he died, he became his wife. That is a famous ktzai. So the ktzav sefer is mavaya. So here his father had a very interesting topic. This is very good. And in the case where the mishalach makes a shliach legarish. But over here, the Chassam Sofer was clearing if the Avi Haktano made a shlich lekabolah for her. He's her Yad Angerishin. He's the Yad Angerishin. Or a Yad Angerishin. Now he made a shliach. Now he made a shliach to be mekabel to get. Now he died. So l'cheira, according to the Torah, it should zicha be good. We still have the Yad Agerishim. I'm just thinking, L'chayre here, according to the Rambam, it's good. L'chayre here, according to the Torah, should also be good. I mean, the whole svar of the Ktzais was, Bishloim is to be a Megarish. So you need Das Legarish. So the Shaila is, can I use the Das of the Shliach, or you always use the Das of the Mishalach, and the shliach is only an extended hand of the mishalach, but the brains behind the whole maisa gerushin is by the mishalach. He's being megarish through the shliach, but you need the das of mishalach. That is by the megarish by an isha that you don't need das. Makabel just need a yad. You put it that you don't need her das. Balkochish is also misgareshes. So she has a yad, or the father has a yad, the father's making a shlich, so you'll be the yad. Vachayra, there'd perhaps be a svara to say that if according to the two, it should be good. Here could be that, I mean, here you're, there's no das needed, there's only a yad that's needed. Al koponim, let's go further. And that, so this is the first half of the Mishnah, a ktana cannot make a shlich lekabbalah, but her father could make a shlich lekabbalah. Ha'aymer ten gets ele ishti b'mokim plain. What if the Mishalach said, give the get to my wife, b'mokim plain, in this place, in this city, v'nosne lo b'mokim acha, and he gave it someplace else. He gave it in a different place. He told to give it in months, he gave it in Spring Valley. Posel, so it's a posel again. It's worthless. Harei hi b'mokim plain. What if he said, give this to my wife? Where's your wife? My wife is a Muncie. He gave it to her in Spring Valley, kosher. Because the first case is an hakpoda. He wanted dafke, ten lo b'mokim plaini is an hakpoda. I want dafke, the get should be given dafke in this place. He gave it in a different place. I'm sorry. I did not make you a shliach for a different place. The second place, the second case is a maramokim. I'm just telling you where she is. Vehi b'mokim plaini. Let's see Rashi. So when what about Larsa came to Gigat Leo, the apostle, the Ein Ritzoinoi Sheyalizu Olof Shom. He does not want, that means if he gave, in that place where you gave it, other people start talking, ah, this is very, he can't have it. There's no Shalom bias, and he can't have a wife, and thus, Sheyalizu Olof Shom, Oktavi, Amakpet, in this place, I don't want them to witness again. That's all, I'll be the topic of conversation for the next few months. I don't want this. So there's a hakpode. The very interesting notion of the Taisus Rid, Taisus Rid on Daf Samachem at Beis, the first line when it starts getting wide, so the Taisus Rid says, V'nachmelo b'mokim acher posel, b'avekpede, ki hu chofetz levazoisa ba'oisai mokim. That's a more mushkas to give me that Kelt, he wants to bury her there, that she should be in his mother. He wants to ask her this. Yeah. Ein elo kemara mokim, shom timtze elo. That's, it just means to say, but you saw that you'll find her there. Arehi b'mokim plain. Ha'isha sha'omro iskabali giti b'mokim plain, v'kiblu lo b'mokim acha. Posel. She made a shlich l'kabola. She want, I'm making a shlich l'kabola, dafke you should be m'kabola in this place. With Mekabel in another place, Posel, Rabbi Lezer, Marshal. Hoveli giti mi mokim plaini. What if she said, you should be a shliach lohi loche, vivio lo mi mokim acher kosher. And she became a shliach lohi loche from a different place. She bechlal is not making the shliach lohi loche. This is through the Baal and somehow we say that there's no, either her das is irrelevant or, although the Baal said that, making sure, or shlich lelochet of kemesha amra ishti, but there's no hakpada where he becomes a shlich lelochet. What does Rashi said? Kabbalah, machshir time and mafosh bigmar. Frechte gemor, rabbe loza, maishna reishe doloi polik, maishna seife de polik. That means in the reishe, when the Baals specified to give it in this place, then gets lishti bimokim ploini, so then he was masking, so it's akpode, and he gives it somebody else as posel. And when she says, imekabel in this place, all of a sudden it's not akpode. Maishna reishin loy polig, maishna seyde the polig. So the Gemoyan says as follows. Ihu, the midaite megarish. He's being megarish. That means the gerishin is dependent in his das. whole Gerushin is, if he wants to be Megarish, he's Kopit. So he's Makpit. He's giving the get. He wants the get to be given in a certain Mokim where he won't be Nizbaza. She becomes Nizbaza. I mean, the get is Alpi Daita. He has a free hand in the Gerushin. So Memela, the way he wants to make a Shliach, so that's how the Shliach becomes. Ihi the Bal Kocha Misgareshes, but her, she says, well, I want you to be a Shliach LeKabola in that city. And really, it's, even though LeGabi, this Shliach LeKabola, we could think, well, that's totally in her. I mean, you go to a different city, then you make a Shliach LeLocha. I mean, Shliach LeKabola is Dafka in that city. But Al Kaponim, since the Gerishin Beklaluso is not totally in her das. I mean, let's say, if she wants to get, I want that you should get the get only in the city. I mean, she realizes that where the get will be delivered is not totally where she wants. It's up to the Baal. So, Memela, so since the Etzem Gerishin will be decided by the Baal, where it will be, more or less, so Memelis, I don't say that she's Taka Makpid. So that what she mentioned, even though she said B'mokim Pleini, it means Mara Mokim. Doesn't mean Akpodim. So Rashi, Maishna Reisha, Deloi Poli Grabalos, Agabiten Getz Elishti B'mokim Pleini, Pani Posel. Mi Daitei Megarish, Badovo Toli Boi. The whole Gerishin is dependent on him. Ikala Meima. So it's Kipede. It's on his Akpod. The Dabke Komalei. Havali hi de Balkol Hamigarisho. Meno Yodo de Nechle La Bala Meis Vehos. How does she know the Baal de Meis? She will go, I want. Making Shlich Kabbalah, I want that the get should be given there. I mean, does she know the Baal wants to give the get there? So to make such Tnoyim, when she's aware that for practical purposes she cannot accomplish what she wants, if she taka wants it, no yoda nechle la bala meis vas milka eino kemara mokim shom tim tsenu. So since she realizes how helpless she is in the etzem gerish, and so I assume that what she said b'mokim plain is only mara mokim ulay. So the Mishnah Baita. Havili giti, oicheles petruma achegia get liyodo. She was an Ashes coin, and she says havili giti, which means you should be a shlich leiloche, oicheles petruma achegia get liyodo, so Kozman, she doesn't get the get. She's still ishtoi, so she can eat truma. Hiskabali giti, what if she said hiskabali giti, asur lechel betruma miyad, because who knows when the shliach will be mekabel the get, when the Baal will give it to him. So memele, so she's not allowed to eat truma immediately. Let us just see Tosfos before the bottom Tosfos. Is kabeli giti asur alecho betruma miyad. So Tosfos asks a pertinent question: Havelon lemeima duke isha becheskosa. That means miyad. Maybe she was nisgarish ready. Maybe the shliach went outside. He saw the Baal gives them the get, and so maybe now she became Aisha's coin, so she's not allowed to eat to them. This is only maybes, we don't know. So we have klolim. If we don't know, we shtal on chazoket. That means, kozman, you're not aware of a change. We say everything remains status quo. So we shtal on chazoket. Well, before he went out of the door, she was allowed to eat truma. So after he went out of the door, she should still be allowed to eat truma. I should assume that she still is an Ashes Koyin. Like a Koyin that's Metama Negoyin. We learn out Chazoka from Negoyin. He looks at the Nega inside and has a shear. He goes outside. Maybe it changed. Maybe, let me go back in again and see it. No, you don't have to declare a change. You can assume that it didn't change. I can assume that the outside, when you're outside of the door, just like inside the door. So like the places, it's the same thing. Inside of the door, she was allowed to eat tumi. Walks out of the door, maybe it changed. Shtela chazak, let her eat tumi, isn't it? Havalon lameima, the uki isha becheskosa, shalein is garsha. So Taisa says, that's true. Meiker adin, she's allowed to eat tumi. You're right. Elachumre ba'almo shechmiru chachomi. Mishum da chazak eshliach oisa shlichusai. That means we have a chazaka lechumre shliach oisa shlichusai. So there's a chazaka keneged a chazaka. That means there's a chazaka, I have to assume that her status didn't change. That's one chazaka. Then there's another chazaka that shliach oisa shlichusai, that he's going to make sure that she's going to become oisa shesish. So I have here a conflict of two chazokas, so therefore I can't rely on her cheskas hetelatumim because I have a chazoka that this is going to change. Chazoka shli chayse shli kusay. So memela, so therefore she's not allowed to eat tumim. So now I don't know how, when the shliach will be successful, be mekabel again. V'av ha'gav dein b'yad ha'shliach la'asayis. Like the Chtoisviz, we're talking about chazok ha'shliach ha'isha shliach husay. Shliach ha'isha shliach husay means that if we're clearing a shayla, did the shliach attempt to do what he was supposed to do or not, chazok ha'shliach will attempt to the best of his capability. Was the shliach successful? So success is totally in capability. Now, by a get, he can be successful. Who says the Baal's going to give him the get? She made a shlich lekabola, but there's another party. There's another factor over here. Is the husband interested in giving her a get? So, between you and me, so the chazok of shlich, oisa shlich husoy, is not a positive chazok. It's not a 100%, it's a stickle fluky chazok over here. So Taisa says, "Av gav dei biyad shlich lase shemel yitin leisaget." So Taisa says, "Kamei shahasa bechalan nashim shebelum." Before we also, where did we have before this lomdis of chazak shlich ha'isa shlichus? Say that a person when the made a shlich with kadosh leisha, says, "Also bechalan nashim shebelum." Maybe this lady is achis ishta. Who said that the shlich married her sister? Well, chazak shlich ha'isa shlichus. Who said the sister wanted to get married? That's a good question. So even though there's no true chazoka of shlich ha'isa shlichusai, because the shlich is not capable of marrying her sister, until he wanted to, but al kaponim the Gemara said, lechumre, this chazoka, which is a weak chazoka, is capable of asring kol nashim sheba'ila. That's what we had before. So Mamela, the same thing over here, this chazoke of shlich oisa shluchusa, which is a weak chazoke, maybe the Baal Bukhal is not interested in giving a get, is capable of creating a reyese in her cheskas hetelatume, she's not lati tume. Kamei shasam chal noshin shabayilam, avagam zecholachas, hiloi becheskas hetel, that means every woman is becheskas hetel, v'gam ein b'yad ha'shliach lasa shlichusi, so we have here the same scenario, that all the women are becheskas hetel, I'm claiming a shayla, did they change? And the chazok shlich ha'isa shlichusi is not a true chazok, because he can't marry off our sister, if he wanted to. But al kaponim, it's enough to make a reis in her cheskas hat and also b'chol anoshim sheboilam. So who adin ochi? Now the mefoshim ask a kasha, some sleep ask a kasha, others ask a kasha, that places before said that was also b'chol anoshim sheboilam is only a knas. And why did we cancel him? Because he did something, a very careless thing he did. He made a shliach to marry Nisha. They don't have to know who she is. He did a very reckless thing. So Mamela, we consent him for doing such things. He also b'chalal nashim shemel, but it's b'toyres knas, not b'toyres lomdes meiker adin. It's a knas. So here is no knas whatsoever. She made a shlich lekabola, and shlich kabola. So Mamela, we shishtela on cheskas hetati tume. his chazaka is not a strong enough to be saisaha cheskas hatol truma. That's what they ask. Astir and Taisus. I mean, Taisus is before Klorat Knas. So the Machnafraim says a beautiful vote. He says, you know why Taisus said Knas? Because there's one more factor over there. If Osa b'chol anoshim sheba ilam, that means that he sent a shliach. He married. That means, let's say, kol noshim sheba ilam. I have 2,000 women in front of me. This is kol noshim sheba ilam. Chazaka shliach oisa shlichus, whatever the chazaka is, I can assume that one of these 2,000 women became achos ishti. Fine. That, but Taisus asked, but we should go basaroi, let's go basabitl baroi. Takert the achos ishti should become botl baroi, because roi noshim amuta. Sakavu ishaini nikir, Taisus said. So, here we hear a new factor. We had a factor of roi, that means, besides the cheskas heta that each isha has, besides it's not a real chazaka shliach oisa shlichusa because it's not completely in his hand, there's a cheshbon of roi that he should be muta b'chol noshim sheba'ilam. Because roi tells me that the isha wants to marry, either roi or bitl b'roi, aloichach roi, whatever it is, loshon taisus vices bitl b'roi. But al-kaponim, you have a roiv that's matter kol noshim. So there, Taisa says, so why are we machma on this person? Taisa said, this is a knaf. But over here, we don't have a roiv. Here, we just have a chazak, a shliach, oisa, shlichus, a kenegev, a cheskas, hata, tetumet. That Taisa held. It's called a chazak, even though it's not a absolute chazak, and that's enough to create a reyes in her cheskazeta. That's why she's not allowed to eat truma. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Iskabeli giti b'makem ployni. Aichelas betruma sheyigia get lo isay makem. This is mechayra de chachamim. Chachamim hold that she won't be get till is makabel the get in that makem. Abelazah oisa miya, because Abelazah holds, Eilat Aramokim. Let's see, Rashi. Hoveli giti aichelas betrum, emeshes koin hi, achigi aget lo yodin. She made a shlich leiloch. Eloi saim mokim, shkach omro loi, loi teish luchi lekabola elo shom. So, it will not be a get till the shliach comes to that place. The Gemara Baruch Begita Echi Habe. Hoya Vekibli B'mokim Achav Hoshigia Sham. But not Le'el Posel. We learned that this, according to the Chachamim, there's a Hakpada where the get should be given. So if it was given someplace else, so it's Posel period. It was Hakpada. You, I made you a shliach dafke to make up. What is Rash? Let's go further in Rashi. Oysa miyad, mishapirish miyatzla. Rabbi Leza asks right away. Rabbi Leza letame, the machshir shekibloi b'mokim acha. The maramokim eloi, imishas kabola igrishalo. But it, whenever she, when the shliach gets it, that's his niskaris. Fikach, misho shepirish milofone asur, shema matzoi chutz leir, vekibloi hemena. Maybe she got it right away, and it's only maramokim. The Gita miyahave. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Chachamim said that Eicheles betruma achegiya get la isay mokim. It would seem that the get was given someplace else. So she's still allowed to eat truma till the shliach will go in that place. Boom. Then she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara asks va'amr treisha lahave gita. If the get was not given, was not received in the mocking that she had determined that the get should be received. So it's a possible get. Leitzriche. So the model says the sefer speaking about, there's a few words missing. The Amrole, she told the shlich lekabol, iskabel igite b'moso mechasye. She should be mekabel a get for me in the city of Mechasye. Then she told the shliach, "Vizimda the meshkachas lebabov. You know, maybe you'll find be mekabel the get in the city of Mechashe. You can find him in Bovel. So something's fishy over here." First, she started off by saying that you should mekabel get in the city of Mechashe. Then she said you can find him in Bovel. So what's pshat the city of Mechashe? What does that mean? Vahi kamalei. Mishkal kolecha de mashkachaslei. She told them, shakla minet. Wherever you see him, take him. Bogita lei have ademotis lemosa mechashe. But it's only going to be a get when you come to the city of Mechashe. So this we'll have to understand. So the get will become when you come to Mechashe. But wherever he gives you the get, you just take it. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis and Amit Beis, and then that's the Chmer. Rashi is like the second Mahalach of Taisvis. Gita lehavi ademoti lemosim mechashe. Ve'im taima, ve'meina roitze she'eget ademosim mechashe. Doesn't want, she's not making a shlich lekabola. Kam she'yagia lemosim mechashe le'eget, de'enai mekabla isho miyad abal. When the shliach comes to the city of Mechashe, the shliach did not get a get from the Baal. So how is it good? The shliach comes to Moshe Mechashe, when the get was given in Bovel, there was no gerushin yet. The get is to be a Moshe Mechashe. So the Gerushin has to, so the Maisa Gerushin has to be in Moshe Mechashe. The Moshe Mechashe, there was no Maisa Gerushin, so it's like Kligitach Miyabekalke. So the Shliach has a get without a Nesina. The Nesina should have been in Mechashe, and it wasn't in Mechashe. V'imayrik she'habalei seir Shliach lo'iloche ad Moshe Mechashe, v'shama v'shliach le'kabola. Maybe we'll say that no, that, she told the shliach, you can find him in Bovo, I want to be get Moshe Mechashe. Now, so that means that she wants to be get Moshe Mechashe, so the Baal is making him, you want to make him a shliach lekabola and Moshe Mechashe. So I'll make him a shliach leiloche till Moshe Mechashe, and then the shliach, which is a shliach leiloche, will give over to himself, and that'll be in the scene. We learned before that a shliach leiloche cannot become a shliach lekabola. You have to have bishas kabola saget. The shliach leiloche should still be around. V'yishloima, so Taisa says, the ma'iri damalai have a shliach leiloche adamotis osam. You should be a shliach leiloche till you get to Mechashe. V'chimotis osam. This is telling to the shliach, the Kabbalah of the Isha. He's telling him, you be a shliach le'loche till then. Chimotas hosom shav yishliach le'loche. V'kablai. And then be mekabal. Kedemrinim bepeg sheini. The Gemara says such an eitze. When they made an Isha shliach le'loche. And thus, so the Gemara said this eitze. I saw that Vayakev brings down from the Hakos Hagriv. Dushi Hagriv. That he asks, I mean, Taisvi says that the husband said a whole Megillah over here. He said, you should be shliach leiloche till you come to Moshe Mechashe, you make another shliach leiloche, and then you be shliach lekabola. So the Baal said this. So he asked the Kasha, so what's Shan Rabbeloza? I mean, if the story is that the Baal said this, with making a kimta, that's the only way to get it will be good. So if the Baal said this, what does Rabbi Lezer say? She's megereshes miyad. It's a whole story. The Baal said, "Bishlicha lochad Moshe Mechashe." Minso. Zayfrek terakasha. I didn't see the kasha in the beginning, but the lochayra, the teretz, I think it's very poshut. That means this akimte that we have to say that the Baal said this is only speaking about if I hold that it's a hakpada mitzad the isha. So memele, so I have such a formula. That means she said, "Mekabel b'mosa mechashe." You'll find them in Bovel. So now, I have her stirdika l'shoynes. I hear she wants that the get should be niskabel in Mosa Machasye. She's also not makpid that he should receive it in Bavel. So in order, if the Baal is masking to all the conditions she's putting down, so the Baal has to make him a shlich l'locha to Mosa Machasye, and so according to the Chachomim, if this is what the Baal is hearing from the shliach, so in order for the get to be a get, he has to do like this, and the Mishnah's only telling us what she wanted, but if that's what she wanted, so the Baal will have to make a shliach l'locha. According to Rabbi Loza, when she says we mekabel b'mosa machasye and we can find him in Bavel, I don't have any problems whatsoever. Not mosa machasye is a hakpod. According to Rabbi Loza, mosa machasye is one maramokim. Mekabel mosa machasye, that means you'll find him mosa machasye. Then she said, find him in Bavel, maybe. She's just giving mekaymes. So if that's what she is saying, the Baal doesn't have to be Moisef al Dvorel. It's zicher, whatever she wants, the Baal will comply. But you have to know what she wants. So according to the Rabbanon, that's the only way he can comply, by making a shlich l'locha to Mosa Machasye. According to Rabbi Loza, if that's what she wants, he can comply just by giving the shlich l'kabola right now. Inami, teretz number two. Mi bovel vad mosa machasye avi akel shlich lekabola. Ave koima le isha areze gitech veloitis karshi boy ad laacha lamed yoim abeino yitzot barameo. Now, Toisvis is saying a meiridike chidish. The Toisvis is saying as follows. She said she wants that the gerishin should be chal in mosa machasye. That's what she said. So it has to be like that. She also said you can find them in Bavel. So there's a double talk over here. So we say, and she made him a shlich l'kabola. So we say, I want you to be a shlich l'kabola. The shlich l'kabola will be nimshach from Bavel to Mosa Machasye. That means, so in order to ensure that there's a nesine, there was a nesine in Bavel, you're a shlich l'kabola. This Nesine did not create Gerushin. I don't want the Gerushin to be Chal yet. I want the Gerushin to be Chal in Mosa Machasye. So Memele, if she's making the Shlich LeKabbalah, that means so that your Kabbalah should make a Gemar in the Gerushin, that'll be when you get to Mosa Machasye. So she, in the Koyach of Shlich LeKabbalah, she's monitoring his koyach. That means in a koyach legarish, lehis garish al yotcha will first be in Mosa Machasye. Nimre Moshe is mevaya that by every gerish in lacha lamed, pshat is that the gmar of the maisa gerishin was not nigma yet. The maisa gerishin wasn't nigma. We mentioned this a few times. If the maisa gerishin would be nigma, so then the would be automatically a chalis gerishin. I can't make a complete maisa gerishin. She should be mizgaresh. So I'm making a shir on the maisa gerishin. So the shir on the maisa gerishin is that the kabbalah should start from when he puts it into the shlich l'kabbalah's hands in Bavel. But the gmar gerishin will be when the Shlich Kabbalah comes to Mosa Machasye. And I think this is Pshat and Rashi also. Let's see Rashi, which we had skipped over. The Zimna de Mashkachas lay bebovel. Kimin the Hada Omer lay hochi nefad lay kopsi me kabalay beduch tachrime. Vahay de kovel lay iker be Mosa Machasye. Ochi kamalay. Lay tehei shluchi le Kabbalah le izgarish ani al yotcha adamot isosam. So Rashi seems to add, not Rashi doesn't say, like, shluchi lekabola ademot is awesome. If Rashi would have said that, you'll become a shlich lekabola when you get there. So then there's a problem with the gittach me'agabi karke. That means you shouldn't have a din of a shlich lekabbalah, that the gmar gerishin should be already. That means there's a shir in your koyach kabbalah. That means you have a koyach lekabbal now that it's not legitach, you received it from the Baal. But this kabbalah is not the gmar maisa gerishin. The gmar maisa gerishin will be a kabbalah lizgarish, will come about when you come to Moshe Mechasa.